that's a brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's corner, Sheeran!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome everybody.
Welcome
to another exciting, exciting installment of the VAR show.
Yeah, yeah.
With your host who does the most, even when he's making toast, the one, the only DJ Stones.
And with me, DJ Sticks. I'm going to keep it short because we have an exciting show today. But before we go into any details, let's listen to this tune.
That's how it is, and that's how it goes. Ah, 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 ah. You're listening to Active FM.
So unbelievably complicated. Waiting on the day I could say that I made it. Look what we've done, how far we've come now. But no matter how far I go, I'm still carrying this heavy load. So many things that only I know, keep them buried inside and don't let them show. So give me a reason. If I had one gone, if I had one opportunity, I'd run. I'd make my escape from these things I've done. My past is catching up to me now, but how far we've come. But everybody got their demons. I could see me feeling like, yeah, I'm a heathen, breathing, feeling everything inside me creeping, keeping secrets, keeping me safe to what I've seen. Give me a some help. Yeah, I'm gonna need to find the strength inside myself to pull myself back up from hiding in these shadows. All these constant battles, breaking all these mirrors, all these hometown channels. I can't free myself with the ankles wrapped in shackles, feeling bloody murder through these window shadows.
Give me a reason to believe that you can find.
So let's start this off
straight
with saying congratulations,
yeah,
to Banyanya Banyanya, which is South Africa's female football team for winning the female African Cup of Nations.
You know why I knew they would do it? Because literally, so the Football Association of South Africa promised to give them money. 400,000 each.
Each.
Yo. So they didn't have the choice to lose.
No, they wanted that money.
Oh my goodness, 400K just for winning, my man.
Yeah, so they actually won the women's AFCON.
And they are bringing, you know, football is now run by women.
It's coming home.
South African football.
Yeah, it's coming home, finally.
Football. So hopefully...
Beating Morocco 2-1.
Morocco the hosts, by the way.
Yep.
They were the hosts.
So it's great. It's great for us. As a nation, we're very, very proud of you all. Well done. And in the Women Euros, tomorrow, Tuesday, it will be England versus Sweden. And the biggest one, Germany versus France, with the finals being held next week, Sunday.
Mm.
Can't wait.
Hot.
Cannot wait.
Hot stuff.
But jumping into some news, so basically preseason has been happening. Darwin Núñez finally scores his four goals for Liverpool.
His first goal, his second goal, third, his third goal.
But doesn't eliminate all the other things he did, you know?
Saying. Yeah. He played well.
And also with that, Erling Haaland scores his very first.
Yeah!
Very, very first. Can I finish my sentence? His very first goal for Man City.
On his debut. Against
Bayern Munich. You know, because I didn't watch the match.
Yeah.
So I looked at the score and I was like, oh, flip. I'm like, did Haaland score against Bayern Munich? You know, the one time they thought, no, we're done with him. It's like one more, just me leaving. You know, I just want to say goodbye to y'all. I'll score the only goal for Man City.
Yes, and I'll win the game.
And I'll win the game for them, you know.
Yeah.
And even though it's preseason, at least they're getting. And I'm liking this preseason because it's allowing a lot of teams to really, you know, work together. Yeah. Like Arsenal played Chelsea yesterday. Not yesterday, when was it? I think was it Saturday or Friday? One of the two. And... They beat Chelsea 4-0.
Yeah, it's 4-0. 4-0. Chelsea fans are saying it's preseason. Arsenal fans are saying 4.
And look, it is preseason at the end of the day. You know, the time where Liverpool won the league, I don't think they won a single preseason game, you know. Oh, wow. But it's a good time to get your team out there, get your team working.
Arsenal's looking very good, by the way.
You know, like Zinchenko had his debut.
Yeah.
And now we're all looking forward to, 2 weeks from now, when we get the official league start.
Official debuts, and then Haaland can score on his official debut.
You know, definitely.
We all knew he was going to score against Bayern.
Definitely.
The only surprise was it took him 12 minutes.
And he only scored one.
You know what I'm saying? So that was the surprising thing, though. But I'm excited.
And it was weird to see Lewandowski finally playing for Barcelona.
It was very weird.
You know, and it was quite good at the same time. Only beating Real Madrid by one goal
but
in a preseason.
Absolutely dominating
in
Real Madrid.
A preseason.
The
El
European
Clasico.
Champions.
I believe even the fight there was just for entertainment.
Ah.
I think it was for entertainment.
Look, guys, Barca's looking good. Let's not deny that. You know, Xavi's doing a good job. That side.
Yeah, no, and I can't wait because, you know, a tweet on Sunday came out where apparently the coach for Real Madrid, Ancelotti, says that he's happy with his team. He's like, he believes that his team now is better than it was last season, and they filled up the last remaining parts that they needed. So, you know, it would be very, very good to see what that will look like this season, you know. Because they had a very hungry squad last season.
Very hungry.
Very, very hungry squad. And let's hope that hunger, you know, comes through to this season as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, going into some of Barcelona stuff. So, there's a report that came out on Sunday, basically speaking about the fact that Xavi on the De Jong deal spoke about it and says, and I quote, "I'm not here to send a message. I've already spoken with Frankie De Jong. I value him very much. He's a key player, but then there is economic situations and financial fair play." So it's quite interesting. It's quite interesting. And carry on says he can give us a lot as a center back, right? So obviously meaning a defensive midfielder. I like him in that position.
As a
center back, which is very weird actually, because he plays CDM.
Okay.
Probably center defensive midfielder.
Yeah, that's what they were trying to say.
So it's going to be quite interesting to see, you know. So by the looks of it, Xavi has to let him go. Because in this, they can, because the player they're going for right now is Koundé. You know, they want Koundé. They need Jules Koundé. And it's like I said before, it's all good that they got Rodriguez, they got, what's his name, Lewandowski, but they haven't got a new defender.
Yeah.
And they need to bring in a new defender.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to now sell, De Jong so that they can bring in a center. That's probably what he meant where he says he would like a center back.
Which is interesting because Chelsea is also in that race big time
for De Jong.
No.
And Koundé. In it for De Jong and Koundé.
Yeah.
You know, I hope they get Chelsea gets Koundé so that Barcelona won't sell them De Jong out of anger.
Oh my goodness.
And there was talks of Maguire being sold, so you know we could
no.
We could, you know.
The last player we need right now.
And look,
I'm kidding.
In the match against Aston Villa, I must say, you know, our preseason match, he looked very good. He played very well.
Yeah. I think for now, most teams look good. We'll just have to wait and see.
Until preseason starts.
Literally. That's it.
And we really psyched for it. You know, I really want to see what's going to come out. Some piece of shocking news, though.
Okay.
I didn't expect this. I thought West Ham would have gotten him.
All right.
But Jesse Lingard.
Yeah!
Ended up at Nottingham Forest.
What a deal.
What a deal indeed.
Now I'm excited for Nottingham Forest. If I wasn't before, I am now. Definitely.
Hopefully they stay up, you know.
Oh,
they are making some
goodness.
Pretty good transfers. We spoke about it in the last...
It's exciting.
In the last show. But yes, it is very, very exciting.
1 year deal.
And this seems to be like, you know, one of their biggest
definitely
purchases, you know.
Ever.
And Dean Henderson coming in. This is going to be very, very good for them.
Yeah, this will be just like Leeds when they came in.
Yep, hopefully they can stay up because that's the big thing, yeah. Will they stay up?
Oof. The Premier League is getting tougher.
Because all of it will mean nothing if you know, they don't stay up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's also one reason why that deal is a one-year deal. Because there's no point in making it a multi-year deal yet. And then he doesn't make it up. And this will be, it will be good for Jesse Lingard if he does keep
this
them up.
Guaranteed starting, yeah.
But then it will be very, very bad if they go down. Because it's going to leave Jesse Lingard in a state of limbo. Where he's going to be always bouncing in, you know, mid-table club.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't make it up. So it'll be it's a very, very interesting position for them, for him to be in.
Yeah, but I think him starting a lot will be good for him.
That will be very, especially with the World Cup coming up and him making it in.
Yeah.
So it'll be very, very good.
There's one piece of news that I was also shocked about. And that was Paulo Dybala's deal to Roma. So that was, I heard that on Saturday and it shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
But now the other one, combined with that one, is Jorginho Wijnaldum also going to Roma from PSG.
Oh,
but damn. That's a loan deal.
Oh, damn.
But there seems to be, you know what I'm saying? The
look,
special one is
even,
working here.
Even with the whole reason why Dybala went to Roma, it says it was because of Jose Mourinho and the plan that he has, you know.
Oh my goodness.
So it looks like this is looking like a season that he's planning to win Serie A. Because Gini Wijnaldum. That's going to be very good for the midfield.
Paulo Dybala,
very good attacking option.
Woo!
And who's the third player? There's two from PSG. But anyway.
Okay, we've lost that one.
I've lost that. We just said it now. Those are going to be very, very good deals, you know. For Roma.
Yeah, meanwhile, Inter tells Lukaku to lose weight. Anyway.
Yeah, I feel like Lukaku's going to get sold at the end of the season, and I don't think Inter's going to be the ones to buy him.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's Romelu for you.
West Ham is closing deals with Philippe Kostlisch, from Eintracht Frankfurt. And it seems like the deals obviously will be ending and will be complete in the coming days.
Yeah.
But that is it for the show. We've gone through all the transfers. We've gone through the hottest topics for now.
Yep.
And very soon, we will be going through match days.
Whew, I cannot wait for that one.
But if you want to get the latest, follow us, follow Active FM on Twitter. You'll be hearing the handle. And you'll be getting all our transfer news on there. But yep, from me, the one, the only, DJ Stones, and
myself, DJ Sticks,
we're signing out. Peace.
Join the Active FM show. Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM, and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate. Find, follow, and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
This is it. Yeah. I do not approach life on the basis of ambition. Trying to get ahead on the basis of man's systems. We can make plans to withstand the Lord's vision. So let my understanding be planted in your wisdom. That's the balance of your mission. Take us out of orphanages and put us on the Forbes. It's the level that we finish doesn't shore up with our origins. This world didn't notice us, but that ain't where the story ends. Took us out of death and made us into immortals. The seed of God's word is fortified in the soil. Eternal life given to burn with a bright fervor. The children of light serving like heaven visited earth. I'm awake, not out searching for more sleep. It's more deep than pulling up in velour seats. The rich of this world are still poor, please. Compared to God, we all fall short like we 4 feet. I only came up cause he raised up.
From the grave, my sins laid on the Savior. His righteousness laid
on us.
And that's the great strains that he gave us. The Lord, you're so gracious. The Lord, you're so gracious.
To gain the whole world and lose your soul in the process. Bank account full, but your mind's like a mosh pit. I got money too, but kept my peace in the process. Seek God first and let him elevate our prospects. But that was not my intent. Money's not my motivation. I just want to know God and be in God's house like Jacob when he dozed off. Front lines like a nose guard where it's cold enough to get your face froze off. The Most High desires mercy. He is so merciful. All things work together. He is so purposeful. Jesus sacrifices life for you. You're so worth it to him. He is all we need. You see, this world has no virtue to it. At least no virtue apart from the things that God established. Justice and mercy, his rulership isn't autocratic. My life changed significant, so I feel dramatic. And still submit, cause God's will isn't automatic. I only came up cause he raised up.
From the grave, my sins laid on the Savior. His righteousness laid
on us.
That's the great strains that he gave us. The Lord, you're so great.